In many ways, we are living at a unique juncture in time, specifically the year 2013, the beginning of the 21st century. We're sort of at the cusp of something far greater, and yet we're still a while away from it. Now, the topic of this video is somewhat specific and simultaneously somewhat general. I'm going to be talking about the dissolution of political ideologies. And this dissolution will be brought about by an increased understanding of reality, i.e., scientific reality. When we look at political systems or political ideology, we should recognize that these systems are essentially systems of speculation. They're attempts, some better than others, some worse than others, attempts to understand mass human psychology, behavioral motivations, attempts to at least theorize on what an optimized civilization might look like, and even attempts at what will bring about the most happiness in a population. And it's worth noting that this is actually, on some level, an attempt to understand the world, and in some respects, a somewhat scientific method in doing so. Many political ideologies adhere to principles of empiricism, observation, and base their own tenets on such observations, at least in part. But if we look at the evolution of knowledge, the quest to understand throughout human history, we see a gradual development. In the beginning, religion, I'm not talking about the great monotheistic ones, although they obviously still have a lot of currency, but in the beginning, various phenomena that occurred in the world, as well as human behavioral traits, or human diseases and all these things, these are explained by means of spirits, the gods, different forms of spiritualism, polytheism, so on and so forth. When we move forward away from that, we move into the realm of philosophy, and I'm going to be talking a bit about this. And philosophy is a move away from religion. Generally speaking, philosophy attempts to explain things on a basis of observation, highly speculative, mind you, but at least it's based on observation without necessarily referencing external powers to explain things. Now, philosophy, in its most proper form known to us, and specifically going to talk about Western philosophy, manifested itself in ancient Greece. And they certainly had a flourishing culture. But we have to understand that philosophy then and even now is not our best attempt to understand the world. And what do I mean by that? Philosophy, like so many other things, is based on a lot of speculation, based on observation, and based on the culmination of these speculations and these observations. And the problem here is that human beings' ability to perceive reality is highly flawed. We don't see the electromagnetic spectrum. We can't see many, many things that other species can. We don't understand. We cannot see the ongoings of our hormonal systems, our neurology, our physiology. There's just many things missing in the picture, and thus any attempt to understand the world, and that's what philosophy in a very broad sense is, an attempt to understand the world, will fail at its core if it doesn't have the kind of information that can be only garnered by means of the kind of technology and scientific understanding that we have today. And this progression of knowledge is continuous. So just as philosophy at some point in time supplanted, although it was certainly commingled quite a bit, supplanted religion as a means of understanding the world. Philosophy, bit by bit, over the last few centuries, has given way to science as a means of understanding the world. In fact, these days, the only branch of philosophy that's even remotely interesting, and I say that with a grain of salt, is the domain of ethics, because we haven't figured the ethical stuff out completely, not yet, on scientific grounds. But mind you that silly branches of philosophy such as metaphysics, and nobody takes this seriously anymore, at least people who are serious about talking about reality and what constitutes reality. No one talks about metaphysics. No one talks about the metaphysics of Malebranche. And, even incredibly intelligent, genius level men, Gottfried Leibniz, for example, whom some people credit with having discovered or created calculus simultaneously along with Newton. It's an open debate. They hated each other for it. But irrespective of that, he was a genius, incredibly gifted mind. And he had developed a system called the monadic system, the system of monads, which I suppose you could see some analogy between his Leibniz's monads and molecules or maybe atoms. But he was a very much a prisoner, a victim of his times. They didn't have the understanding, the level of scientific progress, or the technology to understand that reality is composed of molecules, atomic particles, and some of atomic particles. And this is just a consequence of being born in the wrong epoch. Just like many, and we were born in the wrong epoch as well. Because 200 years hence, if there's still a human civilization, so many things will be understood that we are just clueless about. And they'll laugh at us, rightly so. But the main point being that as our understanding of reality, as our state of knowledge increases, is bettered, improves, things like philosophy as a principle for understanding reality, or for guidelines on how to best live your life, ultimately amount to exercises in sophistry. Now, the counterargument to this is, well, science hasn't figured everything out, and you're guilty of scientism. Well, no, it hasn't figured everything out, but we're on the way. Scientists and scientific endeavor is on the way. And philosophy is sort of holding on to these remaining domains, such as ethics, and, well, that's pretty much it. Philosophy really has no say whatsoever about reality anymore, metaphysics, physics, and logic proper is can be considered, I mean, formal logic, which I actually have studied reasonably extensively. That's could be relegated to any number of disciplines within the sciences, mathematics, formal linguistics. It's used in both, although it's used quite a bit in formal linguistics as well, semantics specifically, formal semantics. So, the domains of philosophical relevance and importance are diminishing, and this is how it's always been. As our knowledge gain is improved, as we gain increased knowledge of reality. And specifically, and most importantly, of ourselves, the importance of speculative thought on the nature of reality and the nature of man, the nature of human beings within that reality becomes quite somewhat bankrupt. Now, moving on from this principle that philosophy and philosophical systems are based primarily on speculative endeavor. Born of ignorance, most often ignorance that's not the fault of the originators of these systems or philosophies. I mean, once again, they were victims of their times. They were born in the wrong epoch. But the simple fact is that just as philosophy as a world, philosophy is a large field, if you will, field, a large field that could be plowed, but a philosophical worldview that's based simply on speculation and observation without scientific understanding to back it up is going to be a pretty bankrupt philosophy. Now, I'm going to argue that in the future, it's not a question of if, but a question of when, collectively speaking, all of our current political ideologies, you name it, progressivism, libertarianism, centrism, socialism, communism, conservative, left, right, these will become increasingly meaningless and increasingly ridiculous as our understanding of the world, and specifically human beings, increases. What do I mean by that specifically? Well, neurology, which is an infant science, neuroscience, is expanding rapidly. Neuroscientists and those of us who are interested in the findings, we're realizing and discovering all these new things. And it's really incredible, but the simple fact is that we're learning a lot more about the way the human brain works, and the human brain is us. We are our brains, effectively, and of course, you know, other things. We have a hormonal system, but that's essentially all regulated by the brain. All goes back to there. So, a system such as libertarianism or progressivism, all these systems, these are all based sometimes on decent speculative thought, but that's all they're based on. As our understanding of human behavior increases, becomes ever more complete, we will cease to need such systems because humans will be understood in a much more categorical fashion and in a fashion that can be predicted to a T. What do I mean by that? Human behaviors will be predicted, and we can already do this to a limited extent. Based on socioeconomic tendencies, and this has been observed in the trend, for example, certain people to vote for politician X versus politician Y. But as we have an ever more complete picture of the mind, i.e. the brain, and how human beings act and react, these political systems are going to become laughable. And I already find most of them laughable. It's why these days I can't call myself a political anything, because I'm much more interested in scientific reality than I am in what I like to see as a kind of sectarian jockeying for power, a constant back and forth that results in nothing, that accomplishes nothing, that really is reminiscent of religious fanaticism in many ways. Now, how do I know this? Well, a lot of things have occurred in the last few decades. We can make predictions about people's behavior based on what areas of their brains light up during magnetic resonance imaging, for example, what kind of behavioral deficiencies they might have if certain areas of the brain are damaged. For example, if you have a large tumor in your prefrontal cortex, you are going to have some pretty erratic behavior, most likely. I talked about, for example, in a previous video, many of you didn't watch, but regardless, the effects of damage to, say, Werner's or Broca's area with relationship to language production and communication and understanding. All of this is going to become more and more complete over time. And the consequence of this is that we are going to be able to understand human behavior to a T. And these political systems, which are based almost entirely on speculation and to a lesser extent observation of human thought and human behavior, are going to become a joke. And they'll become the equivalent of someone advocating flat earth theory, or someone talking about astrophysics and talking about a geocentric universe. It's not to say that politics will disappear, but the various political ideologies, if they can't be substantiated by scientific findings that actually do correspond to reality, they're going to have to take a step back. Now, of course, there's going to be resistance to this as time goes on. people are not going to welcome scientific reality with open arms in this regard. They're not going to drop their banners of sectarian political allegiance just like that, for simple reasons. People have an immense emotional investment in their own ideologies, and those investments too will be able to be explained by neurology. I mean, many, many, many things, not just political systems, will be, I would say, condensed into a much simpler, streamlined system. Take the field of psychology. It's a field with literally dozens of subfields: clinical psychology, child psychology, developmental psychology. The list is endless. But I'd argue that psychology proper is simply neurology. To understand neurology, that's all you really need. And you could create a subfield, maybe neurology of children, child neurology. But basically, psychology, as it develops and moves forward, will be reduced to two sections, if you will. The current, the present, which will be based almost entirely on neurology, neuroscience, neurophysiology, neurological findings. And the past, or the predictive aspects of this, partially based on neurology, the other part based on evolutionary biology and, by extension, evolutionary psychology, which will take a look at our past to explain our current behaviors, and evolutionary psychology makes very powerful predictive models that more often than not, and indeed very often, can be confirmed and substantiated. And all these other subfields of psychology will be done away with because they're a waste of time ultimately. But thus far, that's what we've had to work with. So it's just one example of how a streamlining of our understanding of scientific understanding of reality and human beings will make way for these things. And political systems as well, importantly, this is very important, will die off eventually. People will still cling to them. People who are resistant to new discoveries or are not interested or resistant to scientific inquiry, especially if it stands in opposition to their political systems. But these systems will die off, and they will make way for a new reality. Politics, I don't know what politics will look like in the future. But this is all just a question of when, not if. Maybe it'll happen in our lifetimes, maybe it won't. But if it does, it's certainly going to be very interesting. More and more, as time goes on, science is simply eclipsing these admittedly inferior means of acquiring knowledge. Political systems that are composed of a series of dictums and ideas that have been propagated throughout decades, and in some cases centuries, were in many ways a decent attempt at understanding reality in human beings. But once again, once neuroscience and understanding of just human physiology in its totality becomes more and more complete, these things, we're going to be able to say, this person will lean left or right, or whatever these terms will become meaningless, will lean in this direction because of X or Y factors, and you can see this activity going on in the brain, and so on and so forth. All these things will become predictable. It's going to become a pointless game. And no doubt they'll continue on for a while. I mean, many people still adhere to various superstitions and religious metaphysics to explain reality in spite of a reasonably advanced civilization. But there's going to be at the very least, a large subsection of society and civilization that's going to go with the flow and realize that political ideology is bankrupt, a waste of time. And if we are to look forward as a means of improving society, it's not going to be found in the proposed ideas of any of these political ideologies. I dare say even economic systems, and economics, despite the heavy input of mathematics, which of course are required for economics, this too will come less and less relevant and more obsolete, because people once again will be able to make predictions based on neurological findings as to what kinds of products people are interested in and why. There's an entire other element to this as well. I mean, the human genome has already been decoded. A few people, a handful of people, have had their genome decoded. And in a few decades, it's going to become super affordable to do so. You're going to get your genome decoded, and you're going to be told what kind of genes you have, specifically with reference to diseases that are recessive, which are not, what kinds of diseases you're more inclined to get, which you're less inclined to get, and so on and so forth. And this is just part of an ever-growing, ever-expanding base of human knowledge that will have little time for the philosophical sophistry and musings of the past. So, in a nutshell, this is the direction we're moving in. And expect some future videos of mine to also move in this direction. I think, and this is related to Men Go in Their Own Way, this final commentary, I think there certainly are steps in going your own way, and the important realizations of the things that both Barbara Ross and I have talked about in the past are still highly relevant, but at some point in time, there needs to be further evolution. And the hallmark of an evolved mind is namely that, a mind that's constantly evolving, reevaluating things, and reevaluating positions. So MGTOW certainly is, in my estimation, the best position to be in, and for me and for many of you. But the question is, what do you want to do with that? Now, you'll see in forthcoming videos that I believe that MGTOW in general should take an entirely new direction. I'm not going to state that direction here because I plan on making one or two videos, lengthy videos on that direction and the general tendency. But expect future videos to at best be a mishmash of things related to this, what I've talked about in this video, as well as things related at least tangentially to going your own way. Anyway, this video, as you've noticed, will be or is on Barbara Ross's channel because of the copyright infringement limits. Thanks for watching, and I look forward to your comments and views. Everyone, take care.